Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today our new world order. Will America be part of it? The Pope has just declared so. Let me just read you a blurb or two from the article. Pope calls for the new world order after coronavirus pandemic. Dateline March 15, 2021. Aligning with the call among globalist leaders for a great reset. Let me pause for a moment. That's one of the things we've been hearing now for years, several years, is the great reset, the global reset. And it's Agenda 21. And the fact that on a global basis, the global leaders, the globalists, those that are wanting the one world order, and the Pope is one of them. They've been talking about it, and that is to have a unified financial system, a unified system of governance, and under that is the global reset. And they've used the COVID-19, which is a heavy, heavy, heavy form of the flu. They've used that, ladies and gentlemen, to frighten and to petrify the world and to get world leaders, not just America, but world leaders, to surrender their authority to a global system, and that will ultimately be where we're going today. National leaders, international leaders, have taken the position that we're little dictators, including what we've seen in the United States of America with Biden. Biden is simply Obama 2.0. Obama's behind the scenes as the catalyst, making the decisions for Biden to carry out everything that Obama wanted to do to fundamentally change America and didn't have completed before his term was out. So Biden is simply serving as the Obama third term, if you will. But the Pope says that this is what we need. Pope Francis makes the case for the New World Order in his new book, published Tuesday. That world, he said, explains in, quote, God and the World to Come, end quote, the title, is characterized by a shift from financial speculation, fossil fuel, and military buildup to a green economic base that has all-inclusiveness. Quote, the world will never be the same again, he said, but it is precisely within the calamity that we must grasp those signs which may prove to be the cornerstone of the reconstruction of the world for the one world, new world order. Let us all keep in mind, he said, there's something worse than the crisis, and that's the drama of wasting the crisis, end quote. He said the world can no longer blithely accept inequities and disruption of the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause again. The Pope has recently said that the climate problem is the globe's most unique needed answer to problem. It is the major problem, and that we need to turn to the Green New Deal. He used a different term for that. Further, he states in this article, the path to humanity's salvation passes through the creation of the new model of development within, which is unquestionably focuses on the coexistence of people around the world in harmony with the creation, he said. Pope Francis further said, the dominant speculative mentality of the global financial system must be reestablished. He's saying, ladies and gentlemen, destroy the America's capitalistic financial system. With the soul, he says, with a soul to reduce the gap between those who have access to credit and those who do not. Further, he says, against the planetary discord that is nipping the future of humanity in the bud, we need political action that is the fruit of international harmony, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the throes of watching America's demise. We're in the throes of watching the capitalistic system in its demise. We're watching the setting forth of the Green New Deal, AOC and the other three, along with Nancy Pelosi and the Klan, and pushed by Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders at one time said he was a Democrat. He openly ran on the basis that he was a socialist. And ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders behind the scene is having his way with all of the socialist bills that are being promulgated in the United States House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate today. But ladies and gentlemen, when President Donald Trump went into office in 2016, I believe it was God's divine intervention that placed him in office. I believe in that divine intervention, God gave us a four-year reprieve to see what we, the people, were going to do with that reprieve. I believe in that four-year threshold with God's divine intervention by putting President Donald J. Trump in office. The Christians in America had the opportunity to be heard and to be seen as conservative Christians, as patriots in general, as conservatives in general, but we failed to take a stand. Even when Trump had the House and the Senate and the Oval Office in 2017 and 2018, the Rhino Republicans refused. They were digging in their heels and refused to allow President Trump to have the leeway to do what he was elected to do. We the people today, ladies and gentlemen, have become we the sheeple of America, and we are willy-nilly going along with the plan in subjection and surrender and submission to the governance and the demands and the direction for a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda to destroy America and blend us with a new global reset in the new world order. I've got an article that I'm looking at that says Trump abandoned the new world order. Biden has now rejoined it. It starts the introduction of this. On September 11, 1990, in the final months of the Cold War, President George H.W. Bush addressed a joint session of Congress, and he talked about the American people and the crisis we're in, and the Persian Gulf problem and all of those things, the Iraqi war, et cetera, et cetera. President Bush foretold the coming of a new world order. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, President George H.W. Bush talked about the new world order eight times in his inaugural address. The New World Order, where an international community, this is quotes now from Bush, H.W. Bush, a international community of nation states would hold its worst members accountable and cooperate to pursue human rights, prosperity, democracy for all people around the globe. Since Bush's presidency, American presidents have fought to uphold the same idea of a one world order, a globalist agenda. The article further states, but President Trump separated himself from the predecessors' internationalism. Donald Trump ran for the presidency on the nationalist, protectionist, far-right populist platform, America First. He is the first president since World War II to look inward toward isolation rather than outward for the future of America. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what is hated today. That's the disdain today in President Biden. He's trying to undo anything that President Trump had done to protect America, to make America safe from the fact that we were then merging into pushing for a globalist one world order that the Pope is now openly calling for. But ladies and gentlemen, it should not surprise us where the Pope is saying that we need to shift from capitalism to socialism, where the Pope is saying we must embrace the proposed Green New Deal, where the Pope is saying we must dismantle the military buildup, where the Pope is saying that we must remove all inequities so that around the globe everybody has equal income and equal opportunity, etc. We must have a global political system, he's saying. But ladies and gentlemen, that ought not to surprise us with what the Pope is saying. After all, in the past 24 months, the Pope has said some alarming things. You'll recall the Pope has already made several of these statements in attacking God, attacking the Bible, attacking God's sovereignty, attacking the sovereignty of America. The Pope declared that hell is not a place, that hell does not exist. The Pope has said that Jesus Christ is not divine. He says, in fact, Jesus is not God at all. He said the Sodomites are created that way, and they ought not to worry about calling it sin. He said that the Bible is out of date and needs to be rewritten. The Pope has said the Lord's Prayer is incorrect and it has errors in it. The Pope has said that America is sinning by having borders. The Pope has said that if you have guns, you're sinning. and yet he has a wall around the Holy See. He has security guards with weapons to protect him wherever he goes, but yet he says that America is sinning. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the precursors now to his coming out and out and saying that we need to have a global reset and that America needs to be part of the one world order that he believes and he foresees being set up. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, the Pope is a communist in a white robe. I don't know how you could call it anything else. You have to wonder where he claims to be leading a Christian organization group, i.e. Roman Catholicism. You have to wonder if the Pope is saved at all. You have to wonder if he is a Christian at all based on what he said. If you don't believe Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is holy God and fully man, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is divine, then, ladies and gentlemen, you've cast out anything that we'll call biblical Christianity. You've destroyed the potentiality of it being biblical Christianity. So, ladies and gentlemen, it ought not to surprise us that the Pope has made this call for a global reset and for America to be merged into a one world, new world order. Now, the Pope declares that this new world order should be formed and that all the world should be a part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible declares that one day that will be true. The Bible declares that one day there will be a global order, that one day, according to the Bible, there will be a one-world universal church that's called the whore church, the apostate church, in Revelation chapter 17. And the Bible declares, ladies and gentlemen, that a whore church, that great whore church, that apostate church, will be domiciled in the city of seven hills, the city on seven hills. Now, you can Google that. You can DuckDuckGo that. You can go to any search engine you want. And throughout all of human history, the city set on seven hills is referring to Rome, Rome. So whether it's this pope or another, there will be the universal global church domiciled out of Rome. It will inculcate all of the residuum of the churches after the rapture of the church has taken place. And the residuum, that is the lostness still in the church organization, not organism, but organization, they will, those loose-ended pieces, if you please, of the different denominations after the true church has been raptured out, will be amalgamated, be brought together under the leadership of Rome, and it will include Allah, the false god, Allah. And right now the Pope is courting Islam around the globe, trying to bring Islam and other dangerous cultic organizations into the popish regime called the Roman Catholic Church. It is setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to understand. The stage is being set today for the one world order. The stage is being set today for the globalist regime called the one world church and the one world economic system. The one world economic system, ladies and gentlemen, is found in Revelation chapter 18. But the one that will lead the one world system is the Antichrist, recorded in Revelation 13. And he will be followed by the hordes of people, the populace, on the face of the globe. But I've got good news for you, ladies and gentlemen. We look at it with horrific thought, and it should be. We look at it with disdain, and we should. But ladies and gentlemen, if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again by faith in the finished work on Calvary's cross, by volitional decision, not by some supernatural fashion that God saved you and you didn't know it, it's found in John Calvin's false, phony theology that's espoused by multitudes of global preachers today. You're saved because you make a decision. The Word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing by. That little word by is the word dia, through. It's that gateway. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It is the preached, proclaimed Word of God that brings conviction based on the Holy Spirit of God working that allows the individual to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, save me, help me to live for you because you died for me. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the one world, new world order. And this is on the fast track based on the authority of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, America is on the fast track today of welcoming, of embracing, and bringing in the new world order. This global governance, ladies and gentlemen, will have that one world religious system, that one world economic system. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for the one world economic system today. With Biden back in position of leadership of a nation, he sold out to China. He sold out to Russia. He sold out to the Ukraine. He sold out to Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to bring that network together where Biden has no authority. He's the puppet in office that's being the puppeteers are those in authority over him behind the scenes basically you have the work of Barack Hussein Obama, that was an illegal president to begin with. He's the one, ladies and gentlemen, that's pulling the strings. But Biden has already sold out in the Biden cabal, the Biden family, to all of the Ukraine and all of Iraq and all Iran and to China. He's bought and paid for. So, ladies and gentlemen, America's on the fast track for the Marxist, socialist, communist system today. The division in America, listen, the Karl Marx philosophy and agenda was to divide citizens in any nation, to overthrow that nation's sovereignty, to make it a communist nation. And that's what we see today taking place, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says, Brainwashing America's Next Generation. In 1984, George Orwell's famous novel about a nightmarish future society, the main character was Winston Smith. He runs afoul of the ruling party for insisting that 2 + 2 = 4. Only after being tortured by those in power does he come around to agreeing, of course, 2 + 2 = 5 and not 4. America in 2021 has become Orwell's 1984, and nowhere more than in the nation's schools do we find it. In New York City, math education professor Laura Rubel claims that the whole notion of 2 + 2 = 4 is one that reeks with white supremacy, patriarchy. How is that remotely possible, the question should be asked. As the Brooklyn College professor explained in a tweet, the idea that math or data is culturally neutral, is anyway objective, is a myth. And he goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, the whole point is, we're looking at everything today and we're calling it racist. We're calling it white supremacist. And in that racist, white supremacist mantra that we're hearing out of the White House, out of every aspect of government, out of most big box stores, if you will, and the corporate elitist, we hear that today. Coca-Cola made the decision they were not going to promote anybody unless they were black or of a darker skin, they said. They were, in fact, demoting people if they were white and removing those with white positions of authority. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not just with Coca-Cola. That's with Walmart. That's with any of the big box stores, Best Buy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're all dividing America, whether they think it is corporate genius or whether they realize what they're doing. Only God knows. But ladies and gentlemen, America is on the fast track for the Marxist socialist system emerging into a global governance and a global system today. And the main tool that's being used is divisiveness in our nation. God created one race, and that's the human race. If you have skin tone that's different, it's not something to be viewed as a sin or that you're to be demeaned by any stretch of the imagination, according to God's word. The so-called Green New Deal that will devastate our nation's economic system today. And yet that's part and parcel around the globe. The Green New Deal is supposed to be on the basis that we've got to cease any production of oil and natural gas, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said before on this broadcast, and may I hastily say again, we're on the fast track in America by June of this year to look at $6 a gallon for gasoline. If that is the case, you're going to find running your automobile cost, the cost will be greatly expanded. To take care of the heating and air conditioning of your home will be greatly expanded. The cost of everything you buy will be greatly expanded because of the need for petrol fuels in order to make those things, even plastics, et cetera, et cetera. None of that can be made without the petrol material, ladies and gentlemen. And yet we're on the fast track of diminishing and destroying that. Just since Biden has gone in, we're no longer self-sufficient in the production of oils and natural gases. It's being surrendered on a global basis. It's pieces and partial setting in place of the one world order, the global reset, as it is being called. Under the Biden administration, we're destroying America's sovereignty, no borders, and the military is being watered down, including inclusion of millions of illegals coming in, invading Americans' borders. And Nancy Pelosi and the House members have said that they want to make all of these legal citizens by giving them some type special treatment, ladies and gentlemen, that will allow them to be able to vote in the 2022 election. Let me just pause for a moment. How do we expect a conservative or a Republican or a patriot to win office in 2022, just a year from now? How is that possible if we've destroyed by H.R. 1, That is, the election laws being totally changed. How can we expect to win another election? We're watching a one-party system that is the dominant system, which is controlled by the Socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Communist Party. And under that control, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of America. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we today, if a nation is told, you vote for me and your medical bills are taken care of, if you vote for me, you have free education, if you vote for me, we're going to put a paycheck in your mailbox every month, that is the way that you is the hook that will cause Americans to bow and to bend and to be embracing the one-party system, that ultimately on a global basis, ladies and gentlemen, will be dictated by the Antichrist according to my Bible, and God doesn't have to go back and rewrite it because there's not an error in it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're allowing our children to be brainwashed in the educational system in America today. We're watching that take place today, brainwashing America's next generation. Here's an article that says, I'm a former teacher, and here's how your children are getting indoctrinated into the leftist communist agenda and ideology. This article says, it isn't just a matter of actively teaching that America and the West are evil. Suppressing wrong think is equally as important to the brainwashing process. The young adults who today gleefully tear down statues of the founding fathers were incubated in our very own school system. Conservatives must demand the end to this indoctrination of our youth or face a new America and the public that has been taught today from childhood that America shouldn't exist anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that's permeating in our educational system. That's being promulgated at every level, that America's bad, America's evil, America's wicked, America is a white supremacist, racist nation, and therefore America ought not to exist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason you find the overwhelming majority of the millennials today are ready to vote openly for a socialist Marxist agenda. And the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, will be the age group that will make the determination in the 2022 and the 2024 election. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about that because as Christians, as central biblicists, when this takes place, we will lose our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and the freedom of religion. If you don't believe that, ladies and gentlemen, just watch China. Look at Russia. Look at North Korea. Look at Venezuela. Look at what's happening around the globe in the socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist nations. And the Equality Act, the H.R. 5, will undermine and destroy, ladies and gentlemen, everything that's called Christianity and Christian thought, Christian speech, Christian preaching. Franklin Graham himself said, quote, the Equality Act is a threat to the life as we know it in the United States of America today. And he goes on to talk about the Equality Act. If you're not familiar with that, ladies and gentlemen, it will turn morals and ethics and values on its head in America. It will make every Christian a felon under the federal laws that will tell us that in that bill says that if you speak anything against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, as preachers, if you preach, if you print, if you publish, if you publicize, or distribute anything that's antithetical to the sodomite agenda, you can be prosecuted by the long arm of the federal government. It will be considered hate speech, ladies and gentlemen. And yet we find today that being pushed and already been passed in the House. It's being pushed now in the Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It can be voted on any day in the Senate. So it demands our prayer. It demands, ladies and gentlemen, that every Christian look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. It demands that every church and every pastor wake up and sit up and open your church, pastors. If you're listening, your church is still closed, and we still have dozens of them right in our area that's closed. We have thousands of them across America that's still closed. One individual that I was talking with recently that's in a church down in St. Augustine said they're waiting until the government says that the pandemic is over, and then they're going to open their church back up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to open your church now, when? If you're not willing to do it now, what other persecution is going to take place? What other strain of a virus will they use then to say that you need to continue to close your church? And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, where churches are being closed, where Christ is being foreclosed out of schools and the agenda, we're finding in California and other states like that where absolute human sacrifice and false gods are being worshipped in the classroom and promulgated in the curriculum. Here's an article that says California's proposed ethnic studies. Notice now they're bringing it under the title of ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to the Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism, calls for the counter genocide against all white Christians in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the curriculum in the state of California, and things of that nature is in the curriculum across America in the public school system. Here's an article that says, I am a witness to the brainwashing in public schools. And it goes on to talk about the brainwashing and the end result of it. According to the Victims Communication Memorial Foundation, the VOC, fourth annual report on U.S. attitudes towards socialism, communism, and collectivism, today's youth, quite fond of the political economic system that have resulted in more than 100 million deaths over the past century. At the same time, these misguided youth are increasingly hostile toward the political economic system in America. Let me just give you the statistics in this report, ladies and gentlemen. The takeaway from their report, 70% of millennials today say that they're likely to vote for any socialist. 15% of millennials think that the world would be better off if the Soviet Union still existed. About 1 in 5 millennials believe that society would be better if private property were totally abolished. 45% of Generation Z and millennials believe that all higher education should be free. About 1 in 4 Americans across the every generation see President Trump as the biggest threat to world peace, and Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin, 15%. 57% of millennials believe that the Declaration of Independence better guarantees freedom and equality over the Communist Manifesto. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the demise of a nation. And so what you question perhaps you're asking that begs to be answered, and let me answer that for us in our closing moments. We need to not fear the forces that are before us. We need to not fear government. We need to take a stand. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God's not given us a spirit of fear. We need not fear. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, be sane citizens, and we need to say no to the mask. We need to say no to the vaccine. We need to say no to the submission that's demanded by the federal government. We need to take a stand and honor God, honor the word of God, and continue to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray. We need to seek God's face. We need to ask Him to protect America. We need to stand up and be salt and light as God called us to be, or we're going to watch the demise of our nation where religious liberties and freedom of speech will be gone forever. Think on that. Pray on that. Be salt and light, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.